We're going to continue our discussion of 10 powerful phrases for positive people. And these are foundational for PeopleSmart. These are foundational as you go through the rest of this class to look at the various ideas and techniques. But you'll notice about these powerful phrases, they're very much about how do we love others? How do we apply that love to be understood? The next phrase we're going to talk about is the thank you. Thank you is an acknowledgement, Rich DeVos says in his book, 10 Powerful Phrases for Positive People, is an acknowledgement of the other person's generosity. It recognizes the other person's kindness and the effort that person made to think of us. Thank you says we appreciate a job well done and all the time someone devoted to develop his or her talents, to perform for us, or provide a skilled service. Thank you. Now, it's also excellent to give a thank you for what, if possible, to add content to the thank you. So as Rich writes the book, he's talking about that principle of thank you. So fill that in. Thank you for what? To send a card, to make sure someone knows. Saying thanks and a gesture of thanks are an expression of our love and kind thoughts about an individual. Whether we give even a small gift, the saying really is true. It's the thought that counts. But what's most important is that we put our thoughts into action with a gesture, a card, a gift, or any expression of thank you. I appreciate you. You do good work. That work helped me. Thank you blesses the giver. People like to be thanked, and they need to be thanked. The well of kindness can dry up when we fail to acknowledge the giver of gifts. Some people contribute significantly because they believe in a cause or from the goodness of their hearts. It's relatively little to return to thank them. You know, there's a parable in the Bible about Jesus, how he healed the leper. And it's fascinating, even Jesus. Okay, so Jesus heals 10 lepers, but one comes back. And Jesus so appreciates that gesture of thanksgiving and even comments how, hey, weren't there 10 who were healed? So Jesus needed, so to speak, I mean, in some ways he didn't need thanks, he's the Lord, but he liked being thanked. Thank you is one of those things that we need to learn to say thank you in many ways. And there is all sorts of creative ways that need not be that elaborate. When you begin to think about how you can honor someone or say thank you for his or her impact on your life. The personal thank you letters and notes are never to be disregarded. But there are other ways to say thank you. Whether you're a business person, a religious leader, that is a pastor, Christian leader, a parent, or someone in another leadership role. Saying thank you is something that we can engage and learn how to do. The next powerful phrase is, I need you. Think, all the people you need and have needed in your life, your parents, your spouse, your teammates, your coworkers, who made it possible for you to win or to finish a job, that true friend who may have been the only person around during a time of great need, that special coach, that teacher, who showed you the way, a police officer or firefighter in the time of danger, the plumber when your pipe broke, your pastor when your spirits were low, your neighbor when you ran out of a key ingredient in the middle of fixing dinner, your insurance agent after your car accident, your doctor who provided you care. The fact of the matter is you need people. And to say, I need you. Now, this is one of those phrases that I know is hardly ever spoken. Because I think we sort of assume, isn't that obvious, I need you? But I need you is a powerful phrase. That's such a powerful phrase for positive people because it acknowledges that every person is created by God And God creates each of us for a purpose, to fulfill a need. In America, each of us is free to use our God-given talents to fulfill those needs and be needed. We are not surplus. We are all needed, and to be able to say that generously is a people smart in ministry skill we all must own. I need you is something leaders need to communicate. As I reflect upon my years of leadership, I know how important it is for leaders to be able to say or to convey the message, I need you. Anyone who becomes an effective leader and wants to win the respect and admiration of many followers know that he or she needs them. The higher some leaders climb, the more they lose sight of the people they think they left behind and no longer need. That's a fatal mistake. Organizations in which people feel they are not needed are doomed to failure, or at least a bumpy ride of uncertainty and dissatisfaction. As pastors, as leaders, never forget, I need you. You know, I've consulted with church pastors and church planters for many, many years. And sometimes when I'll consult, they'll ask me to come to the church. And you know what I find fascinating? When the church is going down, one of the common things I'll hear, you know, the pastor really doesn't need me. I'm not really needed here anymore. People will leave a church if they are not feeling needed. If people leave your church and you're a pastor, there could be a lot of reasons, but there could be a reason, and it's this one. I'm not needed here, and they leave to find a place they're more needed, and that place may not even be in a church. The next powerful phrase Rich DeVos talks about that's foundational in being people smart is, I trust you. Now, that phrase is sort of like, I believe in you, but in some ways, it's a sister phrase that becomes really important. It's in the real time. I trust you is another very important, powerful phrase for powerful people. The success of our society depends on trusting that someone will do a good job. Trusting each other to be honest. Trusting that people will keep their promises. We need trust among coworkers, within our families. We trust our children, and they trust us. Many of us are given great opportunities, but they're all based upon trust. If someone is not trusted, we will not give them opportunities. It's just the way it is. So I trust you. When we do trust someone, that is a powerful phrase. And I would even say it's a powerful people smart skill to just have the disposition that you will trust them. You know, I often think about little children. So little children act up sometimes and they're naughty. And I always notice this. There's self-fulfilling prophecies at work. If you say to the little naughty child, you're always naughty, it seems like the child is naughty all the time. But if we point out those times when the child is good, it's as if they live up to that expectation. That's how it is with, I trust you. As you sort of live life and indicate that you trust people, it's as if people live up to that. I trust you is everywhere. When you think about us, think about it, most of what we do in life, driving in traffic, working, being paid each week for doing our jobs well and correctly, shopping, banking, marriage, family relationships, even getting along with our neighbors is based on varying degrees of trust. Face it, none of us wants to deal with a person who is not trustworthy, and we certainly would not want to follow a leader who is not trustworthy. So here's the kind of a double-edged sword on this. One is where to communicate that we trust people. But on the other hand, we are to be trustworthy. We are to be of those who deserve to be trusted because we give our all to whatever we do. As a pastor, it is people smart to trust people, but have it founded in our own trustworthiness. So I trust you is a very important phrase. It is a key quality of leadership. Trust is a key quality of leadership. To be a worthy leader, you have to be trustworthy. Leadership not only starts in your own life, but begins primarily at home, where family leadership requires a member to be trustworthy and worthy of being followed. Each parent is in a leadership position. Our children need to know they can trust us, that what we say is true, that we live our lives on the right path. We need to trust that our boss is running the company ethically and with sound business practices and treating each employee fairly. If we can't trust our leaders in government, our democracy system is in danger. So trust is crucial. To be trustworthy and then to give that trust expectation in all of our relationships. I trust you is an essential of community. Trust is essential in friendship. But we also need trust in community. Just think how our whole society works on trust. In a society without trust, businesses hardly function because contracts hold no value. Traffic would move out of just trust. Cars would run red lights. Parents wouldn't allow their children to attend school out of mistrust for the teachers. Our towns and cities would continue at a standstill without the basic level of an assumed trust. Trust is an ingredient in all of our people relationships. And I trust you then is that self-fulfilling prophecy that I am a person who trusts and I expect to trust you. You can appreciate what it means when someone bestows the honor upon you. I trust you. I trust you to complete this job when I'm not here to look over your shoulder. I trust you with heavy responsibility. I trust you to meet me when you say you will. I trust you to pay back that loan. I trust you with the car keys. All of these things are very important. And if we are those who exude that trust, people do feel appreciated and they feel that they should live up. Now, answers that are trustworthy. When I was growing up, my parents would often say, "You know, we can't afford that," when I asked for something, or that was an easy and truthful answer. An honest answer is important so people can rely on what we say. We need to level with them at all times, whatever our answer. We need to think through our answers about what we can and can't and will or won't do. If you speak to people honestly, you will always have their trust. So as we trust them, what we bring to them is the truth of our answers so that we say, "I trust you," and they actually believe it because they see in us that we are trustworthy. Another very powerful people smart skill, one of the 10 powerful phrases of positive people. Our next one that we're going to talk about now is, "I respect you." When I show respect to people who are part of my life, what do I get? Respect. Showing respect begins with simply forgetting about ourselves for the moment and being aware of the other person. I've practiced this type of respect for many years at Amway, and Amway is where Rich DeVos and his partner Jay Van Andel formed a company that is now worldwide. Anyway, he's learned in his large company that respect is absolutely crucial. "I respect you because you are made by God." When we consider that each person is created in the image of God with a purpose in life, we dignify all people by treating them as we ourselves wish to be treated. God has a job for everyone. Everyone has a role in life. We need to respect everyone rather than to compare our talents and occupations with theirs. How wonderful it is to see the diversity of God's creation. And when we respect people, they feel so blessed. It's so people smart to be a person that carries respect wherever we go. We all want and need to be respected. If you want respect, I recommend you show respect by taking an interest in other people. Ask a few questions. Listen to people who are eager to share with you the proud moments of their lives. You will quickly discover something about them for which you can say, "I respect you." In so doing, you can earn their respect. As a respected person, you will gain self-respect. Wow. In this class, we're going to talk about listening skills and talking skills, all of these things that will help us respect others more. This brings us up to another one now. Another powerful phrase that Rich DeVos talks about is the phrase, I love you. I love you is a powerful phrase that encompasses all the others. The way we feel about people, whether it's romantic love, family relationships, or even close friendships, is a form of love. We have to love one another. That's the biblical admonition as it is expressed by our Lord Jesus. Love is a warmer way to express ourselves than saying, I respect you or I believe in you. It's a more tender way of expressing our feelings for people we admire and appreciate. To say I love you is a phrase that many people just don't say. I mean, sometimes it's restricted to the marriage relationship or when someone's young and married. But to be a people smart person is one who can say I love you. As a pastor, there are times when I said to the congregation that I was with, I love you. I love you. And to say that in a public forum was very powerful. And then I would also go on to express my gratitude, my respect for people that were in my congregation. To say I love you, express it. We have to learn to think about how we really feel about other people and willing to express those feelings and begin to say I love you. Love exists. Not just between a husband and wife relationship or guy and girl romance. There are different types of love and we need to express them. You know, in the Bible, in the New Testament, there's family love and there's romantic love and there's agape love. Agape love is something that we can express to other people. Express it. If love is something you feel, then say, I love you is a manifestation of that feeling. Unfortunately, many people never say, I love you to their children or anyone else. And often it's because they can't bring themselves to say what they feel, or perhaps they don't take the time or make the effort. A people smart person is one who loves God and loves your neighbor as yourself. And if you do, don't just think it. Express that love. I love you can be said in different ways. We need to consider love in many ways and in different terms with many different types of people. So as we think about being people smart, love is that thing that is all around us. So love all around us. We need to look for and nurture love for our God who blesses us richly, for marriages, for families, for friends, for our communities. Let's just not think about saying, I love you. Let's not just think about saying, I love you and regret later that we didn't say it. Let's take every opportunity to tell our loved ones from our heart, I love you. You know, one of the things I always notice about Rich DeVos is he would send me a latest book or he'd send me a little letter, a little encouragement, and he would then end his letters with, love you. Love ya, Rich. And I'll tell you, I never had someone send me something like that with that phrase, love you. And that's an important phrase, and I always felt warm when I ended reading one of his communications. You know, these are all powerful phrases. And that last phrase, I love you, is really brings up what People Smart is all about. We can have the tongues of men and of angels, but if we don't have love, then being people smart is about your own personal gain. You can move mountains, have a faith that can move mountains. So you can do many, many things in life. But if you have love, and that is not why you are people smart, you gain nothing. You can even be self-sacrificing, give your body to the poor, but have not love, you gain nothing either. When you're doing this entire People Smart class, there's going to be many things talked about on how to listen more and how to talk and how to have humor and, you know, how to deal with antagonists in your church, how to deal with technology and how to be people smart in various ways. But I will tell you this right now. Without love, all of this people smart stuff is just your using others to get what you want. So as you think about being people smart in ministry and you think about these 10 powerful phrases, all of these powerful phrases are all about, I love you, to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. So let's get to work. Let's look at these techniques in the next many weeks. And let's find out how we might love our neighbor as ourselves.